We're going to go ahead and call the Special Permit License Board meeting to order on June 5th, 2024. If we could get the roll call, please.
Amin.
Here.
Brown.
Here.
Hatfield had noted she would be absent tonight. McGill.
Here.
McCullough.
Here.
Moe.
Here.
Rommelfinger.
With the absence of Hatfield, she has notified us two meetings in a row that she was going to be here. So unless anybody objects, I'd go ahead and approve that absence.
Okay.
Going on, we're going to move to the approval of the minutes from the April 19th and the May 15th, 2024 meeting. Did we not do the April 19th meeting last time?
I didn't. I didn't get it done the next meeting, and then I kind of forgot about it till
I can't remember anything. Perfect.
Actually, it's the 24th. I have it wrong on the agenda. My fault. It's actually the April 24th hearing.
All right. Can we get a motion to approve the April 24th and the May 15th hearing? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? Seeing none, motion passes. This time we're going to move on to public hearing and new business. We have a new optional premise liquor license for Pickleball Food Pub. Mary Joy will go ahead and talk to us, but we do have a request to go ahead and table that to the next meeting.
Yes, there was the posted sign didn't get picked up and posted in time. So we just need to, I want to table it so we can just go ahead and hear it at the next hearing.
Perfect. Any objections?
Nope.
Seeing none, we'll go ahead and move that to the next meeting. This time we're going to move on to the new tavern liquor license for Scratch Golf. Do we have the applicant here? Perfect. Mary Jo, if you want to go ahead and read that into the record.
Yes. This public hearing tonight is to consider a new tavern liquor license application from Scratch Golf LLC, doing business as Scratch Golf. They'll be located at 8700 West 101st Avenue, Suite 100. The property is zoned PUD, Planned Unit Development, and the sale of alcoholic beverages by the drink for on-premise consumption is an allowed use. Notice of this hearing was published on the Westminster website beginning on May 23rd, and the property has been posted with signage to notify passersby the date and time of this hearing this evening. The designated neighborhood boundaries for petitioning purposes were on the north, 104th Avenue, on the south, 98th Avenue, on the west, Garland Street, and on the east, Yarrow Street. Surveying was completed by Liquor Pros petitioning, and a report of the results together with a map showing where the petitioning was conducted is part of your packet. There currently are three other tavern licenses in this neighborhood: Elevate Lounge and Bar, Odie's Music Grill, and the Rec Room Down Under. A copy of the enforcement officer's, liquor enforcement officer's report is part of your packet as well. I enter this information for the record.
We'll go ahead and accept the evidence into the record. Detective, will you raise your right hand? Do you swear and affirm the testimony you're about to give us true and complete?
I do. Troy Gordner, liquor enforcement officer, on behalf of the city police department, did receive a tavern liquor license application for Scratch Golf. The application's been reviewed. The background investigation has been completed, and there was nothing found that would adversely reflect upon the character of the applicant. Documentation for funding of this business was provided and appears to be proper. Through the application, the registered manager did not indicate experience in the liquor industry. However, I believe the applicant here can speak to that tonight. So based on that, the police department has no reason to deny application.
Perfect. Thank you. Any questions on the police report? See it now. We'll go ahead and accept that into evidence. We do have the applicant here. If you could raise your right hand. Do you swear and affirm the testimony you're about to give is true and complete? If you go ahead, you can move the microphone up to your level if you'd like. If you want to go ahead and state your first name, last name, spell your last name and address for the record.
William Tucker, T-U-C-K-E-R.
And your address, please?
My home address?
It doesn't matter.
908 Plum Creek Court, Brighton, Colorado.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And if you want to introduce yourself and your registration number. And
you folks can hear me. This could be picked up. Good evening. My name is Adam Stapen. I'm an attorney licensed to practice law here in the state of Colorado. My registration number is 27506. Appearing on behalf of the applicant, Scratch Golf LLC, with Mr. Tucker present.
Thank you. If you want to go ahead and tell us a little bit about why you're here and what you're looking for.
Today Tucker, you were sworn in. Would you tell these guys your background?
Yeah, so I have a big family. I'm 27 years old. My name is William Tucker, and I do construction right now. I have three partners in a construction company, multifamily. We've been successful for almost 11 years now working together. And it got kind of to the point where we're already pretty successful business.
that's all part of the finish that you're trying to portray. Can you give them an idea of what it's going to look like a little bit?
The finishes, they're all going to be quartz, like black quartz with like a gold vein in it. So my designer, she's real particular on what she wants in there. They're going to have some brown leather couches in there and some like bar tops right in front of the simulators with some nice chairs on it so you can sit down and watch and hang out with the group that you're with. It's going to be black ceilings. Most of my walls are going to have like a wood trim on it, give it like a nice wood trim look. We're going to have a round bar with a like a glass frame all around the front of it.
So this isn't going to look like a dive bar, right?
No, that's what we're trying to not go for. We're trying to get something that's away from that.
Then what hours of operation would you have should this license be?
As of right now, we're planning as of 9 in the morning to 10 o'clock at night.
Okay. So we're not looking at this point to stay open until 2 o'clock in the morning?
No. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. It's not the, I guess, not the group. I guess it's not my target. I guess my people target, you could say. We want to get golfers in there. We're going to put lessons in. I am going to have a pro in there that's going to put lessons. Go to work on your game and enjoy the drink. Winter time, you know that winter time, can't get out and golf.
Okay. And our number of employees, should the license be granted, what number of employees do you think you're going to have?
So we'll have 3 to 4 employees working at a time on the premises, and then we'll have about 3 more that just swap for a shift. And I hired a manager, he's doing all the tips training, all my employees will be doing the tips training.
Okay, we're gonna get to that. So my next question, you beat me to it, was obviously we're in front of an alcohol licensing authority seeking to obtain a license. You don't have any prior experience in operating or handling, serving, or dispensing alcohol, do you? Do any of your partners have any experience in doing that?
One of my partners.
Who is that and what experience does he or she have?
His name's Josue, and he worked at a few restaurants. But before he was my supplier growing up, he worked at restaurants, bars. He ran a wing stop, which isn't a bar, but he just, like, he was in that type of business for multiple years before.
And you understand if this license is granted, it's a privilege to have the license to sell alcohol, and not everybody gets studying this?
I've been studying it for a good while. I didn't just put money into it right off the bat. I've been putting in a lot of work for the last 10 to 12 months.
So this is something that's been a passion of yours and you take it very seriously.
Very seriously.
When do you plan on opening this establishment should we obtain the license here tonight?
Middle to the end of July.
Do you have anything else you'd like to advise the Westminster Alcohol Authority as to who you are, your group, and what you intend to do there?
So we just intend to open up a nice bar that you'll be comfortable going to hang out with. You can get some golf lessons, you can enjoy yourself, friends, family, friendly place, and just
okay.
That's it, I guess. All right.
Thank you. I don't need further questions of Mr. Tucker. Obviously, the authority may have some questions.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Does the board have any questions for the applicant?
Yes, this is Board Member Rummelfanger. So all of your serving will be done within the confines of your walls. There's no patio or anything that you have plans on staffing for serving or anything.
Yeah, no, it's all inside your walls.
Okay, and first off, I want to also thank you for considering Westminster as a place for your business. So.
Thank you, guys.
I have two questions. You said from 9 a.m. to 10, but how many days a week?
Every day.
7 days a week? And then also, what kind of drinks are you serving? What kind of alcohol?
Beer, liquor, and wine.
Okay. No mixed drinks or just?
Yeah, well, mixed
mixed drinks and the whole thing.
Tap beer.
Okay.
Small wine glass.
All right, thank you.
I'm looking at the floor plan, and looks like a pretty confined bar area. I can't count the seats, but maybe 10 people might be able to sit around the bar area. Am I looking at a semicircle there? And then the seating area for the golf simulation areas, the five bays, If I was engaged in one of those simulations, I could go up to the bar and get a drink and then bring it over to the seating area in the bay, right, and enjoy it there. It looks like almost like a bowling alley, little tables in front of the chairs. Is that right? Okay. Okay, thank you.
Say, for instance, that I wanted to, my wife and myself wanted to come to your establishment for lunch but had no thoughts of doing the golf. What might I order, okay, that for lunch, or and then where would I be sitting at to eat that?
So I guess it's not showing. There's supposed to be two little tables right here on the side of the bar.
And what he's pointing to is to the right of the bar, that open space. If you're looking at the floor plan to the right of the bar, there'll be tables there.
Thank you.
You'll be able to order chicken tenders, or you'll be able to order bar food.
Good stuff. Thank you so much.
We're hoping to bring some food trucks in and for like events, busier times.
Does the board have any other questions for the applicant? Perfect. At this time, I did forget to mention the survey at the beginning of the hearing, so I'm going to go backwards for a second. I don't have the survey results. My packet is all over the place.
Oh, I apologize.
It goes from pickleball to scratch golf, pickleball, then scratch golf every other page almost.
You must have.
Sorry. So, but does anybody have any questions? I'm assuming it meets the criteria for them not to have to come.
It was 100% okay. Needs and desires survey.
That's pickleball. That's what I have four pickleball surveys. I don't know. Great. But perfect. Does anybody have any questions on the survey? Seeing none, we're going to go ahead and does the applicant have any questions on the survey?
No questions at all.
Perfect. Perfect. So we're going to go ahead and accept the survey into evidence. Is there anyone in the public who'd like to speak for or against? I know there's nobody here, but you legally have to ask. It's always silly to ask, but you have to. At this time, we'll close the public portion of the hearing and open up for board discussion or a motion.
I would move that we approve the application for a tavern liquor license for Scratch Golf to be located at 8700 West 101st Avenue, Suite 100 in Westminster.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? Seeing none, motion passes. Congratulations. Right, right. You did great.
And we will, as soon as we receive that from the state,
perfect,
we'll let you guys know.
Thank you so
okay,
much.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Thanks for all the help.
Oh, yes.
At this time, we're going to move on to miscellaneous business upcoming meetings.
Yeah, at first, I just want to introduce Kate Behan. She's my cohort in city clerk's office. She's the other, our new title is assistant city clerks. And she is cross-training with liquor licensing, because I think when I retire, she wants to move into that spot.
Who the heck said you could retire?
Let's first say.
I'll say, who the heck said you could do that?
And when she does.
I am going to leave at some point. But anyway, I just wanted to introduce you all to her. So
good to see you again.
Very nice to meet you.
So definitely have Pickleball Food Pub will be tabled until the 19th. Then we have One Up, it's another tavern license that's going into where the old smokehouse was, Fox and the Hound. Really? Finally, they're getting someone in there. We have three of the city's Parks, Recreation, Library special event permits, group those together, and that's it. So we have that, and then we definitely have a couple more items for the July 3rd.
When are we hearing the July 4th?
Fireworks. Huh?
Are we hearing the fireworks? Isn't that one of them that we have to rehear?
It will be.
It'll be at this next hearing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they will be the July 4th, the Brew Fest, and the Westy Fest.
So my recommendation, I don't know about y'all, is to not group them all together, to have, you know, have one of them separate. You know, the 4th of July, because I'm assuming there's going to be some questions, you know, for them over that.
Well, we can do that. Together. I think it's the same. I think it'll be Leah and possibly
Michaela.
Okay. So, but yeah, we could definitely, you know, step it through there. I mean,
or we could group them together and just ask all the questions at once for the same.
Yeah, we could just do it one by one, go through each one.
I just know there's going to be some questions over that 4th of July.
Yeah. Okay.
Incident from last year.
Okay. Yeah. I'll discuss that with Leah and Troy, and we'll get something figured out.
I'm good either way. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just saying I'm good either way. Whatever they think is most efficient.
Okay.
Tell me some more about the Fox and Hound.
So it was you know, a tavern restaurant, and it was there for quite a while. And then I want to say they've been out of business at least 10 years. I would guess that long, and so they finally have this new company. It's called One Up, and really what it is, it's a amusement.
An arcade.
Arcade, kind of an adult arcade with a bar, and I think they do have some food. I hadn't.
Yeah, but I think it's similar. It's like pub food. It's
okay.
Not like a restaurant.
Plus, and he owns, my understanding is he is an ownership in several of these types of businesses throughout the Denver metro area. It was a nice bar.
Do they have a football team?
It was beautifully
anymore?
Decorated, like wood. It was where Sprouts is, 120th and Sheridan, and it's just like it's across the driveway from Big Lots.
For any of the teams here.
Yeah, so they have a little. I don't know if they're going to do patio. They have a little patio that they could use.
Yeah, so we don't have any interest over this side of the.
Yeah, but yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And Kiffin?
Yeah.
Yeah, Monty. Yeah.
Just FYI for everybody, you'll have Ron on the 19th.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
So, in case you were.
Why did I say that all out?
I don't know. Anyway.
Ron's awesome.
And then Marty will definitely be gone.
No, I'm back the 17th.
Oh, you are? Okay. Okay. Well, I apologize. When you told me, oh, I'll be there tomorrow, I totally...
You might have said this. Do we have a meeting on July 3rd?
Yes.
You might have said that. All right. I may or may not be here. I'll fly back in that day.
Okay.
But it's in the morning, but after being gone for 8 days, I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, come on.
Right? You can make it you can make it unexcused. I don't care. Not when you're trying to chase two kids around that go 110 miles an hour.
Yeah. So that's all I have for you right
Perfect.
Now.
Perfect. The meeting.
It's kind of slowed down. I know, I should have said that. But right now, at this point, we don't have anything scheduled for that second meeting in July. And I had mentioned that we may just cancel that because I will be out of the office. But Kate has stated that if something does come in, she would be willing to conduct the hearing. So we'll just wait till July sometime to make that decision.
Okay, and then Chair didn't bring up my absence on the 15th. And I want to tell the Chair that I've had the surgery. Came in and talked to Mary Joy. And then, so I'm back normal.
So I believe, and my memory is not great, but I believe we made that unexcused because we didn't hear from him.
Right.
But I'd be okay with moving that back to excused.
Okay.
You know, due to the circumstances, we just made it unexcused because nobody heard from him.
Yeah.
But yeah, if we could just change that in the record, that'd be great. Any other questions, comments, concerns? Nope. Seeing none, meeting's adjourned at 7:28.